hearty seasonal greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
As we look back on the year in sports, the spotlight shone brightly on Brazil in August, specifically the coastal city of Rio de Janeiro. That's where the games of the 31st Olympiad were held. More than 11,000 athletes from 205 countries competed, including first-time entrants Kosovo and South Sudan. Joining us now here in Studio 22 to talk Rio 2016 highlights is Dan Friedel of the VOA's Learning English Department. Sporty seasonal greetings, Dan.
Hi, Sonny. I'm happy to be here. It's been a little bit of time since we last talked. It was warm and sunny, and we were just thinking about the fall season. Now it's the winter here in North America.
Well, you might say the Rio Games warmed the hearts of many people, Dan. Lots of excitement that took place at Rio 2016. In your opinion, who were some of the big stars at the Rio Games?
One of the biggest stars was American swimmer Michael Phelps. If you remember, the last Olympics for Phelps in London wasn't as stellar as a lot of people had hoped. The question was whether he was even going to come back and compete 4 years later in Rio, and he showed that he still had some gas left in the tank. He wound up winning a number of medals, including his 23rd gold medal in his career, which began when he was just a teenager at the Sydney Olympics. Pretty amazing career that he's had, and the fact that he was able to keep going Olympics after Olympics after Olympics.
Amazing career indeed for Michael Phelps. Also a big year on the personal front. He got married in this Olympic year, and I know his son Boomer was shown to many Olympic fans during the Rio Games.
We get to see these people grow up. I remember in the aftermath of the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, everybody was excited to learn about Michael Phelps's bulldog. And then 8 years later, everybody sees him with the baby and he's all grown up. So that's pretty interesting to see how people evolve.
Michael Phelps, one of the big American Olympic stars in Rio. But there were some others, weren't there, Dan?
Well, the gymnast Simone Biles from the U.S. put together one of the best Olympics ever for a gymnast, winning the all-around championship and helping the U.S. team win the team championship. Of course, you can't talk about the Olympics without talking about Usain Bolt and his performance in the sprinting events. When Bolt first came into the focus of the world of athletics, people weren't sure whether his style was going to play on the big stage because he was this tall runner who didn't fit the prototypical body style for sprinters that we had seen in the past. But he really revolutionized the sport, considering that he holds all these world records, and in three consecutive Olympics, he was able to win the gold medal in the 100 and the 200 and the 4x100 relay. You think about the longevity of a sprinter with how close the runners are to each other in these quick events, that their careers on top don't really last that long. The fact that he was able to cover three games and defend his championship three times is pretty amazing.
I think Usain Bolt will compete in 2017. He says his official retirement will take place after the World Championships in London. So we're going to go back to London, the host of the 2012 Olympics. There were some surprising winners, Dan, at Rio 2016, weren't there?
Sure there were. I mean, for example, Almaz Ayana won the 10,000-meter race for the women. She was not expected to do quite so well. She set the world record, and she broke her previous best by 14 seconds.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was really amazing to see. And there were a lot of countries, as you mentioned, that had their first ever Olympic medal. A sport that was in the Olympics for the first time caught some attention, the rugby sevens sport. The tiny South Pacific island of Fiji won its first Olympic medal, and it was a gold medal. Now, they were expected to do well in the men's rugby sevens tournament, but just being able to follow through and win, that was a big deal for this very small country.
Another country that won its first gold medal, Ivory Coast in Taekwondo, not a widely followed sport here in the U.S., but it is an Olympic sport. So we'll give a shout out to Ivory Coast. A few other countries that won their first, Puerto Rico won a gold in women's tennis. So we salute them, as well as, let's see, other countries winning their first, Jordan, Kosovo, Singapore, Tajikistan, Vietnam, and Dan mentioned Fiji winning gold in rugby sevens. What about those sports that made their debut in Rio, Dan, like rugby? Do you think they were successful from a spectator viewpoint?
Well, my question for you, Sonny, is are you getting your rock climbing shoes ready? I know that rock climbing is...
Is that one of the new
sports? It's going to be one of the new sports coming up in a few years. And I think having the sports kind of ebb and flow in the Olympics isn't a bad thing. I mean, it's a great event because it really does bring the whole world together. You have athletes who are small, like badminton players and ping pong players, competing with huge weightlifters. You have tall athletes like the NBA basketball players, and you have the waif-like distance runners all coming together for this great festival. And it really is a chance for some of these sports that don't get a lot of attention to be seen on the international scene. And it's really exciting. You know, the thing about the Olympics is it's not necessarily the performances that are so great, but it's the fact that they're packed into such a short period of time that the world is really able to focus. We talk about shortened attention spans these days with social media and lots of channels to watch on TV, but people really do set aside time to watch the Olympics, and it is a nice tradition.
You mentioned Usain Bolt, world record holder at both 100 meters and 200 meters. Let me give another shout out for a South African athlete, Wade Van Niekerk. He set a world record in the men's 400 meters race. He was the reigning world champion entering the race, but I would say that Van Niekerk was not a name that a lot of people, at least here in the States, knew about, Dan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, that's just speaks to the fact that it is something that people who are focused on some of the more traditional sports, they take some time out of their lives to pay attention to some of these sports that they don't hear about every day. I mean, obviously, you do have sports like the basketball tournament, where you do have NBA stars and European stars competing. Those are people who are on kind of the top of sports fans' minds all year round. But people like that get a chance to shine, and it's great to see.
Dan, as we reflect on the games of the 31st Olympiad, so too is the IOC president, Thomas Bach, who says he has many fond memories of the games.
The Olympic Games Rio 2016 were a huge success beyond all our expectations in many respects. First of all, it was the most consumed Olympic Games ever, with half of the world population following the Games, with 7 billion views on social media only. Secondly, these Olympic Games sent a great message of unity in diversity to the world, with all the 206 National Olympic Committees participating and embracing the first ever refugee Olympic team, which was highly welcomed by the world. And finally, we can also see the great credibility of the Olympic Games Rio 2016 there enjoyed, according to an independent study. We can realize that the Olympic values of respect, of excellence and of peace, for instance, that they were higher rated for Rio 2016 than for the previous Olympic Games. So we can say, putting all this together, the Olympic Games Rio 2016 were really marvelous games in the marvelous city.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach commenting on this year's Rio Games in Brazil. Dan, we heard the IOC president talk about the marvelous games in the marvelous city, but yet there were controversies surrounding this Olympics, health and safety concerns about the Zika virus, pollution concerns in Guanabara Bay, doping scandal involving Russia. Overall, do you think they were marvelous if you factor in the controversies?
Well, every IOC president is going to make a statement like that. The tradition used to be that the president at the closing ceremony would say this was the greatest games ever.
Exactly.
Even if it wasn't necessarily the greatest games. And, you know, there were some problems with the Olympics. I think the number one issue was, how are these international sports organizations going to deal with cheating? Most of the Russian athletes that had been on the international sports scene were not allowed to compete at this Olympics. And maybe 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we'll look back at these games and we'll say, well, they weren't as spectacular as they could have been because a huge portion of the best athletes in the world weren't allowed to compete. Of course, on the other hand, you want to make sure that the athletes are all competing on a level playing field. So you have to try to balance that out, how strict you're going to be with the doping. I think most athletes who are competing fairly would like it to be extremely strict versus are you getting a chance to see the best in the world? So that has to be balanced out in the future. And we're still seeing reports coming out related to the systematic doping in Russia. So that's going to affect sports for a number of years to come. Particularly how that country reacts to being targeted now and every one of its athletes being questioned.
I'm talking with Dan Friedel of the Voice of America's Learning English Department about the Rio Olympics in Brazil this year. Dan, earlier you mentioned Michael Phelps making a big splash in the Olympic swimming pool. Another Olympic swimmer made a splash in terms of headlines, but maybe not quite on the positive level of Michael Phelps.
It's one of the amazing stories. I mean, the world was watching Rio and worried about all of these kinds of things that you mentioned, the Zika virus, the venues not being finished on time, the housing not being up to snuff. I mean, if you remember, the Australian team protested and didn't go into their apartment right away because there were plumbing problems and electrical wiring exposed, that sort of thing. But it really turned out that the wackiest, most controversial story came at the tail end of the games when four American swimmers got into an altercation with security guards at a gas station late one night in Rio after they had been out partying.
Right.
The ringleader of the group seemed to be the veteran swimmer Ryan Lochte, who looks to be on the very downside of his career at this point.
Yes.
And a handful of younger swimmers who seemed like maybe they were just following his lead. But we'll never really know for sure what happened that night in Rio. I mean, it became an international incident where a donation had to be made by one of the swimmers so that he could leave the country. It was really an outrageous story, something that if you had put some odds on the table as far as what was going to be the wackiest story to come out of the Olympics, we probably would have had a hard time coming up with that storyline.
One of the wackiest for sure, Dan. If you had to maybe name one or two memorable moments from Rio 2016, what would they be?
Well, I think a couple of the things that people maybe have forgotten about already are some of the finishes that I would say. Like, for example, Allyson Felix, if you remember, we thought Allyson Felix was going to win a gold medal in the women's 400-meter race. And she was in the lead with just steps to go to the finish line. And Shonae Miller of the Bahamas dove headfirst across the line to win the gold medal over Felix. And that was a pretty amazing moment that we were talking about multiple times. One other moment that I thought was pretty cool was the situation when two of the runners in the women's 5-kilometer qualifying event, American runner Abby D'Agostino and Nikki Hamblin of New Zealand, they ran into each other on the track and they both fell down and they both got injured. One of them looked like she was more hurt than the other, and the other one went back to help her up, and they both managed to finish the race together. Because they had this accident, they were advanced to the finals. And it turned out that D'Agostino, the American runner, had a serious knee injury as a result of the accident. But the image of them kind of hugging and helping each other across the line is something that people will remember for a long time as an example of Olympic spirit.
Dan Friedel of the Voice of America's Learning English Department showing some Olympic spirit here in Studio 22. And Dan, I understand you'll have an Olympic story coming out on the Learning English website.
Well, we're looking back here. We just have a week and a half left in 2016. So there is a 2016 sports year in review where the Olympics feature heavily on VOA's Learning English website and on our podcast. You can go to learningenglish.voanews.com to relive the sports moments in more detail.
Dan Friedel, thank you, Dan. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty seasonal greetings, Andrew.
Sporty seasonal greetings, Sonny. Good to be back with you here in Studio 22.
Welcome back, Andrew. What is trending in the sports world on this Tuesday?
Well, it's apropos that we're talking about the Olympics because Google has released its top searched terms of 2016, and the Olympics favor heavily into this. In fact, the top searched athletes of 2016, number 3 to number 1, are all Olympic athletes, and they're all U.S. Olympic athletes.
I'll take a guess at one of them.
Okay.
Dan mentioned him earlier. Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, number one searched athlete of 2016. Coming in at number 2, another swimmer, Ryan Lochte. And number 3, of course, the Golden Girl, Simone Biles. So those are the top 3 athletes searched this year. Of course, all Olympic athletes. And not just the top searched athletes. Those 3 were actually among the top 10 most searched people of 2016. Simone Biles comes in at number 7. Ryan Lochte, number 6. Michael Phelps comes in at number 3. The only two people ahead of him in number of searches, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
So Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, number 2. Michael Phelps, number 3. So he's way up there in the search terms. He's in the rarefied air, as we'd say, in the search world.
Now, from a diagnostic or demographic aspect, Andrew, the people doing those searches, do you think they're primarily Americans or international?
This is looking just at the U.S., so it makes sense that they would be searching more for the U.S. athletes and for the presidential candidates, for that matter. But there are other athletes that did make the list. Usain Bolt was number 9, so we did see, in fact, among Olympic athletes, some other countries represented, and some of the top searched Olympic moments, we saw some other countries, like the flag bearer from Tonga, that guy who was just really ripped and muscly, that everybody went gaga over on the internet. Well, he was actually the 3rd most searched Olympic moment after the opening and closing ceremonies. So a lot of love for the different countries. But those 3, Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, and Simone Biles, I thought, since we're talking about kind of the year in review, let's look at where they are at the end of the year. We're a few months past the Olympics.
Okay.
Let's kind of see where they are on social media. And it just so happens all three of them this week, I know you love these threads that connect everything, Sonny. All three of them have some viral images this week that are tearing up social media. So we'll start with Simone Biles. She is getting tons of social media attention because she went and visited our good friend LeBron James over in Cleveland and took a picture with him. Now, it looks like she's about half his height in this picture. not quite that much of a difference. And in fact, with Kevin Love, it's even more pronounced because Kevin Love is a bit taller than LeBron James. And just to give you some of the stats, Simone Biles is 145 centimeters, 5'9" about. Love is 6'10". That's 208 centimeters. LeBron 6'8" at 203 centimeters, give or take a little bit. So a big height difference there. So when you look at these pictures, she looks like she's about half of their height. So those images are going viral with Simone Biles, of course. That's the biggest height discrepancies between the basketball players and the Olympic gymnasts. So then we have that image that's going viral. Michael Phelps, just today on the cover of Sports Illustrated's end-of-year issue, for the first time pictured with all 23 of his Olympic gold medals around his neck.
Wow.
I don't know how his head hasn't fallen over, and that's the sentiment that a lot of people are expressing on social media. It's amazing. They have to stack them. It's very, you know, kind of intricately stacked, but he's getting a lot of attention for that viral image. And then finally, a nice note, Ryan Lochte put up a nice image on Instagram where he is underwater. He is kissing his fiance's stomach, and that's because they are expecting a baby. And he writes on Instagram, "My Christmas gift came earlier this year. Can't wait for next year. Best news I've ever received. Hashtag excited. Hashtag family. Hashtag love." So that is a nice viral image. He's already maybe starting to train his little son or daughter to swim already in the early stages of development.
But just avoid those Rio gas stations, right,
yes,
Andrew?
Yes, that's probably a good word of advice from father to child. Absolutely.
What else is trending in the sports world, Andrew?
So outside of the Olympics, we have an interesting story here in the U.S. about an ice hockey arena and more of maybe a swimming pool than an ice hockey arena. And this is in North Carolina where the Carolina Hurricanes play. They were supposed to play the Detroit Red Wings last night, except they didn't because of a malfunction on the ice. The ice wasn't cold enough, and there were concerns that the players might be swimming instead of skating. Now, we talked about this a few weeks ago in Philadelphia. The 76ers actually had to postpone a game because their NBA court had condensation on it because of the ice underneath where the Philadelphia Flyers play in the same arena. So this is a bit of the opposite problem. It was actually too warm, and so the ice was melting a little bit. And a lot of jokes at the expense of PNC Arena there in North Carolina. This one person said, "These referees are about as reliable as the cooling system in PNC Arena." So a cheap shot at the arena and the referees. One guy pitched his services on social media. He said, "If you need somebody to do a facility assessment, I know a guy. I can put you in contact." And I like this one. It looked like PNC Arena had a case of the Mondays. So definitely a case of something that was melting a little bit there in North Carolina.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, this is a great video from college basketball. You have Matt Farrell, who's a guard for Notre Dame. His team wins. They go on center court after the game, and they're watching a nice video about Matt Farrell's brother, who is a soldier serving in Afghanistan. And at the end of this touching video, Matt Farrell's brother appears to surprise him. He's back from Afghanistan, where he's serving in the military. They have a huge hug in the middle of the court. And this video has just gone viral all over social media. The one phrase I keep seeing is "all the feels." People are getting very emotional about this. But it's a really nice holiday surprise for this young man who's a sportsman with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and a nice way to honor his brother who serves in the military. So really touching video. Our audience can find it. It's all over Twitter and Facebook. They can find it there and take a look and maybe get a little misty-eyed right around the holidays for that family reunion.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that wraps up the December 20th holiday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. It.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his last scheduled national security address as president, Barack Obama spoke of the importance as well as the limits of military power in the fight against violent extremism. In order to counter terrorism most effectively, it is necessary, he said, to take a long view of the terrorist threat and pursue a smart strategy that can be sustained. One key component, President Obama said, is drawing on the strength of our diplomacy. Terrorists, he noted, would love for us to withdraw from building international coalitions, which over the past few years have proved critically important.
We've rolled back Iran's nuclear program. We've secured nuclear materials around the globe, reducing the risk that they fall into the hands of terrorists. We've eliminated Syria's declared chemical weapons program. All of these steps have helped keep us safe and helped keep our troops safe. Those are the result of diplomacy.
President Obama noted that the terrorists we are fighting in the Mideast and elsewhere claim to fight on behalf of Islam, but, he said, they do not speak for over a billion Muslims around the world, and they do not speak for American Muslims, including many who wear the uniform of the United States of America's military.
If we act like this is a war between the United States and Islam, we're not just going to lose more Americans to terrorist attacks. But we'll also lose sight of the very principles we claim to defend.
The U.S., said President Obama, is a nation where you are judged by the content of your character rather than what you look like or how you worship or where your family came from. That's what separates us from tyrants and terrorists. Remembering that, and our commitment to freedom and our common creed, that right makes might and not the other way around, he said, that's how we can sustain this long struggle. That's how we'll protect this country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at voanews.com/editorials.
Tuesday on Health Chat. Host Lenore Modu will discuss juvenile arthritis with guest Aida Morad, arthritis patient and advocate. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. For listeners to call during the show, our telephone number is 202-619-3111. Health Chat this Tuesday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the 2016 year in review, we'll take a look at some of the continent's major events and happenings. We'll discuss Africa's political landscape and some of the challenges its leaders faced in 2016. That's right here on the next Straight Talk Africa at 1830 UTC.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Voice of America's Daybreak Africa. Join me Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC for the latest in Africa news, features, and sports. We are also available on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show on the Voice of America.